Welcome to the MRL show.
Yes, where we try to make you laugh sometimes.
And we have amazing moments on the show. And in case you missed this, this happened during a segment we call Confession Wednesday. Hmm. Take a listen to this.
Anonymous and Hickory, welcome to the Main Everyone of the Rim Morning Show. It's Confession Wednesday. What's your confession?
I have actually been lying to my father about my sexuality. I don't know how to tell him that I am gay.
When did you know that you were gay, and how long has it been?
Probably sixth grade in middle school, and I'm 27 now. And the biggest part is I actually have a boyfriend for about 6 years.
Oh, wow. So you're in, like, a long-term relationship.
So can I ask you a question? When it comes to your father, you've had this boyfriend for 6 years. Do you make up girlfriends, or have you just been single to him for 6 years?
I have been single to him for 6 years.
Okay.
He keeps testing me on when am I going to bring a girl home? When am I going to bring a girl home?
Yeah.
And he's also one of those that that likes to make fun of other gay people.
Yeah, that's tough. But, you know, yeah. Anonymous, sometimes it just takes one person to change someone's mind. Your father may not have ever had a true interaction with a gay individual before.
Yeah.
But when he finds out that you're gay, if you ever choose to tell him, you might be the turning point for him. You might be the person to change his mind.
Exactly.
And here's what I'll say. So I've been dating a guy, and I told my dad that I'm gay, and he's from Blue Ridge Mountains. And I think a lot of my life, Anonymous, I was afraid to tell him. And so I kept putting up these boundaries between him and I. And I think I kind of pushed him away because of that. And when I told him, him and I have now the best relationship, the best. And it's gotten so much better in time because of a total. And that was just last year.
And I think that's beautiful that you just shared that, and I hope that that's an inspiration maybe for Anonymous to rekindle a relationship with his father.
Yeah,
I've known for years, by the way.
Oh yeah, I know. You, everyone knows. Yeah. We had a couple producers that were a little shocked. Yeah, because here's the thing.
Good for you, dude. I'm glad that you feel comfortable.
Well,
you should.
I can get where Anonymous is coming from, which, by the way, he probably already knows. I hate to break it to you.
Your dad probably already knows. You think?
Did my dad know? I think he had an idea, because I was just like Anonymous. You know, I had a few girlfriends, and then when I would date women, I wouldn't tell anyone because I had these mixed feelings that I couldn't quite understand, and so I've never really brought any woman home. And after a while, Dad was just, you know, here I was 25, and I've never brought a woman home to him. And he knew I dated women, but that's all he knew. And so I think that when I told him at that point, it was just like, duh.
Yeah.
You know, of course, I kind of figured.
Right. I mean, Roy's been dropping hints for years on the show.
I mean, how many times am I going to tell you I love firemen?
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
I pulled the fire alarm.
The Orlando Bloom boat pictures, his backdrop on his, on his MacBook.
Worst kept secret in Charlotte.
Yeah. Really, Anonymous. So
it's not a bit. It's not, you know, now here's the thing. I do want to say that everyone has a different coming out situation, mm-hmm. and it could be bad. It could be bad, but just know that if it is bad, there's people that support you and love you, and you have a family here, and we will support and love you, and you should definitely tell your dad and try to, you know, he probably knows. He probably knows.
Do we help at all?
Yes, very much so, yes.
And how long have you been with your boyfriend?
Six years.
And how does his family handle it?
His family handles it just fine.
Yeah, makes it more difficult for you, I imagine.
Right, yeah, just a little bit more difficult for me because I can't exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told my dad that Roy was gay,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, he goes, really? And that was really it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he didn't go any further with any gay jokes or, you know, he wasn't any more insensitive than that. He was just kind of like, really?
And Anonymous, you probably feel like you've been carrying this around. This probably feels so heavy on you for so long.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like I said, it's been since sixth grade, so we're talking what?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
at
so,
least 10
Yeah,
10 years
that you've been hanging on to this, so you may feel better if you ever decide to tell your father, too.
Well, listen, Anonymous, a huge moment for you, obviously, and a huge moment here on the MRL show, and we couldn't be happier for you. We couldn't be happier for Roy.
Mm-hmm.
And
let
you
us know how it goes.
You guys are at the forefront of changing the way people think.
And we
really, with the Me Too movement and, you know, with politics and voting, like, we are in such a revolutionary moment right now.
Yeah.
It's incredible when you're going to look back on this in 20 years and say that we lived through it.